Eric Church howling like a dog. It's perfect as we get ready to meet Hank on Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Thank you, James Atkins, Natalie, Jessica, and Hank.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hank,
how's
is,
everybody?
Is
oh, there's Hank.
Yeah,
there.
He's like, hey, hello.
He's already found the doorstop.
He did. He wants
thought to it was chew a, on that.
A toy, and now he's going through your things. Don't mind
oh, yeah.
him.
It's all right.
He's going through your cupboards.
No qualms of personal space with this one.
It needs cleaned out, so there might funny. Be some chewy things.
How old is Hank?
Hank is around 6 years old, and it's kind of a sad story how we got Hank. A good Samaritan saw his owners dumping him at Litzenberg Park. And we found out later that the owners just didn't want to take care of him anymore. That's why they decided to dump him instead of, you know, bringing him in. Okay. He is a very, very sweet, as you can tell, lovable 6-year-old pit mix. He adores his toys, loves his stuffies. Loves
I'm
treats.
Chuckling because when you said he adores his toys like so much that he got the doorstop because he thought, hey, I think that's one of my friends yeah. from back at the shelter. Oh. No, it is not one cool. of his friends. Yeah.
He loves like
hey, go, hey?
To destroy his toys too. Right. So I should emphasize like if it's a stuffy toy, it will not thrive. So the doorstop might have stood a chance for a good like 10 minutes, you know.
Hey, but, come on out.
Come here.
He's way under the counter.
He's going to do maintenance.
Hank is our longest dog resident, too, right now. He's been with us about 5 months. And since he's a middle-aged chap, you know, some people either they like him or they don't. But he's a handsome silver fox. His little grays on his little stash. So he's a good boy.
But sometimes you can't even tell that he's six.
No.
Like some people are like put off by the fact that he's 6 years old, or not just him, but some of the pets at the shelter that are a little older, in quotes. But that, I mean, he's not very old.
No.
Like, in the grand scheme of things, he's not very
old.
No,
not really.
And he does have a little bit of energy still. Like, he'll get his little bursts and want to play and stuff. And, and I know we can't guarantee that he's potty trained, but he definitely holds it.
He tries really hard.
Yes, so.
He loves his blankies, too. He loves to snuggle in his blankies, and he likes his little sweaters when he usually has them on. But he likes to roll around the snow and then take them off. But he'll do just about anything for a treat. I mean, he's
well,
such
doesn't?
A good boy.
Yeah, who won't do that? You know.
It's me too. It's like
and he's
fine.
He's a tenderfoot. He'll be outside and he's like, okay, I've done my biz. Now let me back in. I don't want to be alone.
That is true. And that's especially funny. With these frigid temperatures, like you should like kind of keep that in mind with your own pets too. Like some of them will kind of tell you regulate like Hank does, but some. They're like, you know what? I'm fine. I'll stay outside. So that way, so that means you have to bring them back inside, especially with the cold weather. And if you do happen to see any pets outside in these temperatures, give us a call at 419-423-1664 and ask for extension 123. And that's our animal control department.
Right. Well, let's get Hank adopted. And how do we do that?
Licenses?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes.
By the end of the month,
before
the price doubles.
That is true. Yes. Yeah. So all you could also visit Animal Control to get your dog license. It's $20.75 from now until the end of January, and then February 1st it doubles to $40.75.
Since we're talking about the cold temperatures, a lot of folks are buying boots for their dogs. Yeah. You remember? Is that something that's cool or not?
You can. Some of them, if they leave them on, some of them don't want to leave them on. I was actually up to the wee hours looking at different ones for my dog. It's like, which style would you like? He doesn't really love
with a heel.
Boots. Yeah, he doesn't really love them. But my dog has like the fur in his hands, so like that, you know, the fur can get wet and frozen. So
and salt.
So I definitely wipe his little hands. But
okay.
So yeah, I mean, it's a preference, you know, personal preference about boots.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. And if anyone does want to adopt Hank.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
I was going off.
I'm thinking about the booties. I'm thinking I tried on Shania once, my pit mix, and she had like one paw in the front and one back, holding, looking at me like this. Like, what do I do? Like, I don't like this. But yes, everyone in the family just needs to come in for a meet and greet, including other dogs. And if everything checks out, he can go home that day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's get Hank adopted. Natalie and Jessica and Hank in from the Hancock County Humane Society. We'll have video a little bit later over at WKXA.com. Thanks for coming in. All thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.